every person has a right to basic knowledge of how to optimize their mind, body, and spirit. Here, I bring to you influential individuals and ideas to help you live a more healthy, fulfilling life. I'm Julie Fouché, and I'd like to welcome you to Pursuing Health. Welcome back to Pursuing Health. This is episode number 10 with our guest, Jenny Labaugh. Jenny is a two-time Reebok CrossFit Games athlete, finishing sixth overall in 2011, and then going on to win the Northern California Regional the following year in 2012. She was a talented athlete in college as well, playing soccer and track and field. And in addition to being a talented athlete, she's also very gifted as a coach and a trainer, which she's been doing for the past 10 plus years. Although she now lives in Northern California with her boyfriend Marcus, she still feels a very strong tie to the Colorado Rockies where she grew up. And behind all of her athletic success, few people know that Jenny had struggled with epilepsy since she was just a child. And she started talking about this in 2012 and was amazed by the support she received from the CrossFit community and beyond, and the people that she was able to reach with her story. So now she has embarked on a monumental physical and mental challenge to raise support for education and research for epilepsy. And I had the opportunity to chat with Jenny last week, just before she began this endeavor. And so here we're going to sit down and talk a little bit about her story, what motivated her to do this, and exactly what this adventure entails for her, as well as how we can support her and support education and research for epilepsy. So this is going to be a great episode. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you. And before we get started, just a reminder, if you have not yet, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a rating. Let us know what you think. Continue your feedback using hashtag JFHealth and on comments on this blog post on my website, juliefouché.com/podcast. And I look forward to bringing you more episodes like this every other week. So without further ado, let's get started here with episode 10 with our guest, Jenny Labaugh. Well, welcome to Pursuing Health. I'm really excited to be talking to Jenny Labaugh today. She is about to embark on a very exciting adventure, and I can't wait to hear more details about it and track her progress as she gets going. So let's just start out, talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing for the next month.
Yeah, so starting Saturday, so in about 6 days, I'm going to be running from the New Mexico border of Colorado north to the Wyoming border of Colorado, so across the state 500 miles in an effort to raise awareness and awareness for epilepsy and funds to help find a cure. And it's very near and dear to my heart because I have epilepsy. So
that is amazing. Yeah. And that is a lot of miles.
That is several. It's several miles.
So I want to get more into the details of what you're actually going to be doing. But I also want to go back and talk about what motivated this and why you're doing it now. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about your journey since you were first diagnosed with epilepsy and how it has played a role in your life thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been living with epilepsy for 25 years, which is kind of crazy to say, but I was diagnosed when I was 8. I was playing on the monkey bars at school, just kind of swinging around and doing twirly stuff. And all of a sudden I fell and my face hit the gravel and I got up embarrassed and jumped right back on the bars and I didn't know what had happened. And it happened several times. And eventually I, thought there was probably something wrong, so I mentioned it to my mom, and we went in and got some testing, and long story short, found out that I had epilepsy, and I was having what's called simple partial seizures, which means I constantly, in my right arm, I have a constant tingling sensation, so it's there all the time. I don't really notice it now unless I talk about it. So right now I can feel it, but usually I don't feel it. The best way to explain it is it's kind of like you hit your funny bone, but it's my whole arm. And yeah, so went through lots of testing and spent the first, from when I was 8 till 14, just struggling with medication. If you talk to anybody with epilepsy, that's usually one of the hardest parts is the number one, finding a medication that works or a combination of medications that work to help control the seizures. But also the side effects of neurological medication are pretty horrendous. So, I mean, if you want me to go into details of that stuff, I can, but there was some, at a young age, fighting with some pretty nasty stuff. But when I was 14, I went into Swedish Medical Center in Denver, Colorado, and they took me off all medication because they wanted to see where the seizures were coming from. And so they took me off all meds trying to get me to have a seizure. And of course, when that happens, you don't have a seizure, right? I have them all the time at home. But when you get in the hospital setting and you're hooked up to EEGs and you're this test subject, nothing ever happens. But 2 weeks into the hospital stay, they wanted me to go into the radiology unit, and they had me hooked up to IVs, and they were going to send, when I had felt a seizure coming on, I was supposed to go and click on this little button that was then going to send dye through my body and figure out where the seizure was coming from. And I felt one coming on, and I got up, and the next thing I remember is I woke up in the x-ray room, laying on the table with bright lights and flashing, and my face hurt and my head hurt, and I ended up having a grand mal seizure, which are now called tonic-clonic, which are the kind that most people think of, where you fall down and shake and you lose consciousness. So the good news is, though, they found out that through that I have a scar on my brain from having meningitis as a baby. So but then starting after that, I got on a medication.
Would be the cause of your seizure for people listening. So they located where the seizures were possibly coming from, and did that help them tailor the medications or?
Yeah. So, that's what they think, you know, with a lot of cases, and I wish I knew the stat, but a lot of cases, they'll never know the reason. So I'm pretty lucky, you know, I think that they have found where the scar is on my brain. Cause a lot of people just go through life living with this and they're never going to know. It's just this thing that they have. So, yeah. So then they put me on like the oldest medicine in the book called Dilantin. And I was on that for 14 years of my life. And just 2 years ago when I was taking a break from competing because I broke my foot, so I couldn't compete that year. It was kind of perfect timing to switch my medication because Dilantin, although was a super successful medication for me as far as controlling seizures, I'm not able to carry a fetus if I was going to have kids, which Marcus and I are getting to that point in our life. So it was a good time to change medication. And so I switched over, and that was, again, a huge, huge struggle and a horrible battle to titrate off of a medication that you've been on for so long and try to get on to a new one. But successfully am now on a medication called Keppra and have been seizure-free for 2 years, which is awesome. Yeah, so that's a really, really long story, all right, or maybe brief story of the last 25 years of my life.
Right, condense it all down to a few minutes. Wow, well, that's pretty incredible. So I know you also talk a lot about, and you're, you know, heavily involved in CrossFit, and you've played a lot of sports through college and growing up, and obviously you're going to be running this huge distance. And you talk a lot about how lifestyle also, you think, helps you to control seizures or to control epilepsy. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that and how you have made some of those decisions about how you live your life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm really lucky. Number one, I have a family and support system who has been super active their entire life, which brought me into that world. So I've always been active as far as in sports and just hiking and enjoying the outdoors. But when I was diagnosed with epilepsy, the concern is increased physical exertion and stress on the body can often lead to increased seizure activity. So I had to play it pretty safe there for a while, and always my coaches always knew as a young kid, and my parents were always at games or practices when they could be to be aware of that. But Yeah, I think there's a lot of studies that show that an active lifestyle with everything, but with epilepsy, is going to help your brain health, right? So obviously epilepsy is about the brain. So the healthier you can keep your brain, the better. And so I think I have to pay probably closer attention than most people than people that don't have anything that's affecting them in this way to how I feel when I'm active. Like when I'm training hard for CrossFit, if I get overheated, that's not going to be a good thing. So I have to pay really close attention to my body temperature. If I feel any increased stress that is not going to be good, like that sensation in my arm increases, I have to dial it back a bit. So with my training, I've had to pay attention to that. But also, aside from training, you're talking about lifestyle, is nutrition. Nutrition is obviously huge, keeping inflammation down. So on more of a paleo-ish style diet has made a big difference. There's a lot of studies about ketosis and epilepsy control, which I think after the run, I'm probably going to start playing around with a little bit to see how that works. But I think the biggest thing is listening to your body. And that's true for everybody, right? Like, just pay attention to how you're feeling. Your body's going to tell you.
So what is your typical, I don't know if you have a typical training schedule or a typical, you know, what types of things are you doing just in your everyday life? And then what types of things did you start to do as you're getting closer to this run?
Well, I mean, everyday life, when I was training to be a competitive CrossFit athlete, you know what that's like. It's pretty much all consuming. You spend hours and hours and hours taking care of your body. So that's changed a little bit in the last year since I haven't been competing. But 2.5 months ago when I decided I was going to do this run, I really hadn't been running. I mean, I am a runner, but I hadn't been really training to run. So I'm working with Brian McKenzie. And he started sending me stuff, and it's been great. You know, he understands my goal is not to race this. My goal is to complete it and to show people that you can do something maybe you think you can't or you're not sure you can do, right? So the most I've done is 15 miles. That's been my longest day, I guess 15 and a half. I've had a couple 15ers. But other than that, it's been more interval style stuff. So 5K repeats and like 3-minute intervals. I mean, just a variance, you know, but he incorporates a lot of CrossFit style training into endurance training, which is, I'm pretty sure running 500 miles isn't good for your body. So,
well, it's good that you know that up front, I guess.
So this is going to be, yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm going into this run in my best endurance shape ever, but
I'm sure you'll get into your best endurance shape after a couple of days just going down that schedule. But yeah, tell us more about the actual run. So how did you plan it out? How much are you going to be running every day? Where are you going to stop along the way?
Well, I, like I said, 2.5 months ago, just kind of decided that I was going to do this. Marcus and I were driving to go see my family in Colorado. I'm from Colorado. That's why I chose the Colorado Rockies.
Wait, most people that are going to run 500 miles, even though I'm sure there's not a lot, aren't going to choose to run it in the mountains. So that is, you know,
well,
just an added.
It's my challenge. Absolute love. It's, I think it's like 32,000 feet elevation gain, but it's 27 feet elevation drop. Okay. So The drop is actually probably has me a little more concerned than the actual incline, because going downhill is hard on your body. But I forgot what the question
Sorry.
Was.
Sorry. I distracted you. Yeah, I was wondering if you could tell us more about sort of your schedule for the next month, how much you're going to be running, where you're going to be stopping along the way.
Yeah, so on September 19th, Saturday, I'm going to take off from the New Mexico border just south of Durango. And I'm going to be averaging, I think it averages out to be like 17 miles a day, but it varies. I mean, I have several marathon days, and then there's a couple days that are going to be like 8 to 10 miles. So it is, I picked the route just based on the towns, right? So where I could could stop, and there's CrossFit gyms there, so part of it is the PR, right? Like, if it was my choice, I would be on a trail where I don't see a soul, but apparently that's not good for actually getting the word out. So I had to pick a route where I was actually going to be going through towns and going through what our community CrossFit, going into CrossFit gyms and telling them. I've got 8 gyms that I'm going to, Durango CrossFit. I'm going to try to remember these off the top of my head. I've got Durango CrossFit, Crested Butte, Aspen, Basalt, Carbondale, Glenwood, Rifle, and Steamboat. So those are the locations where I'm going to be stopping for guest coaching, or I have a pretty big PR event on October 4th at Sopris CrossFit in Carbondale where some other games athletes are going to be volunteering their time that live in Colorado to come up and be a part of it. So
that'll be great.
And then I'm taking 4 days, quote unquote, off throughout the entire
wow.
run.
Only 4.
One day is going to be for the event at Sopris CrossFit. That's where my mom lives. And then 1 day is going to be at my dad's house so I can actually see him. And then there's another 2 days where I'm going to be camping. There's going to be a lot of camping.
Okay. So you're going to be camping most nights along the way, or are you staying? Where are you going to be staying?
Yeah, it's mostly camping. Marcus got online and found a four-wheel drive RV vehicle, basically. It's an F-250 that's been converted into a motorhome. It has like this big motorhome welded on the back of it, but we're renting that, so we'll have that to have a camper bed rather than sleeping on the dirt the whole time. But I'm not sure how my body is going to feel.
So you're going to be camping along the way, stopping at CrossFit gyms. Is there an opportunity for people to join you and run part of your run a leg with you? Or
yeah, absolutely. So unfortunately, Colorado, running through the mountains, there's not a lot of airports, but if you happen to live in the area, it's going to be easier to get to. But there are, I mean, flying into Denver and then driving isn't too bad. But I'm going to be blogging and on social media all the time, kind of letting people know where I'm at. But also on my website, labalife.com, there's a link to a calendar. So each day in the calendar will tell you where I'm at. And that's going to, I can't give you the exact times because I don't know how long it'll take me to run every day. But at least within like a 25 is the pretty much the longest, 27 miles is the longest day. So within a 30 mile time frame, you know, I'll be in that area. And then the map is also on the website as well.
Okay. So lots of ways for people to support you there at your stops at the CrossFit gym. How can people donate? Where are you trying to raise money for?
So I'm raising money for the Epilepsy Foundation, which is, I'm actually an athlete representative for them too, for the Athletes Versus Epilepsy campaign. But you can donate from my website as well, labalife.com, labawlife.com. There's a donate button there where you can go and donate to the cause. I would be so grateful. The goal is lofty, but $50,000 is my goal. And I think it's pretty amazing. Without just doing very much except for on Facebook, I'm already almost to $10,000, which is awesome. And it hasn't even started yet. So
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you'll be at 50 in no time.
I hope so.
That's very exciting. And what can you tell us a little bit about what this organization does, where their money's going to be going? Is it mostly towards research?
Well, I got to choose. They put money towards different avenues, but they let you choose. So I chose to go for education and research. The goal is to find a cure. There is no cure for this, and there needs to be. You know, I'm so lucky. My case is so lucky, but it's detrimental, and it takes over people's lives where they just can't function. So, that is the main goal. They put their money that's their main thing is research and finding a cure for SUDEP, which is sudden unexpected death of epilepsy, which is also very, very common, and that comes from people having seizures and hurting themselves, like falling on concrete and breaking their heads open, or in the bathtub having a seizure, just all sorts of horrible, horrible things, you know, that are totally out of your control. So they're a great organization. I'm honored to be a part of them.
Wow. Well, I'm really excited for you. I'm glad that Because I know even in the past you hadn't really talked much about epilepsy, but I'm so glad that you are talking about it and that you're doing something so big to support and hopefully help find a cure.
Thank you. You know, that's something that I'm glad that you brought that up, that there's just a stigma about epilepsy for whatever reason, you know, and as I'm talking to people throughout this journey already, people that are reaching out to me, they've had epilepsy their entire lives and they've not told anybody but their family. You know, it's just, it's embarrassing. Sometimes, like, I remember as a little kid, I'd have a seizure and pee my pants. Like, you don't want to talk about that. That's embarrassing.
Right.
That's embarrassing. So, yeah, but I feel really lucky that my family and Marcus have been behind me, and have given me the strength to talk about it, because even though I have a small platform from my CrossFit world, it's a platform that I can use to get the word out, you know. It's great.
Absolutely. And I know, even, you know, I've met other individuals with epilepsy who do CrossFit who really do look up to you, and I think you definitely touch more people than you know. So
thank you.
So
much. That's the goal.
And I want to close with the three questions that I ask all my guests on the show. So the first one is, if you could tell us three things you do in your everyday life on a regular basis that you think have the biggest overall positive impact on your health.
Oh, wow. You should have let me prep for these, Julie.
Sorry.
Man. Okay.
It's not a test.
I would say probably sleep.
Okay.
Getting good, adequate amount of sleep is going to be a big one, which is going to keep your stress down.
Okay. How much do you usually sleep every night?
Oh, I saw you say something, but I didn't hear it.
How much do you usually sleep every night on average?
The goal is 8 to 9 hours.
Okay.
With this jet lag, I got about 10 hours the other day, which is crazy.
And probably still feeling tired.
Yeah. It's hard to stay awake right now. And then proper nutrition, that you're eating well, eating good, clean foods. And then I've been recently trying to implement breathing and meditation, which I should have done a long time ago, but that's a really big, big aspect as well.
That's great. Is there a certain technique that you're doing or resources that you're using for that?
So I through Invictus, we have a person named Heidi Fearon who has helped me immensely. And I don't know the name of the technique, but I did download an app called Calm, which is like $2, but it's a great app to kind of bring your body back to center a little bit and just get your brain to relax. I don't know that I've actually made it through an entire episode yet because I fall asleep right when it happens, which is kind of the point.
At least you know you're calm. That's good. Yeah, I'm always looking for different strategies for meditation. That's one of the things that I know is really good for me, but I struggle sometimes to implement it, which is my next question for you. What's something that you know would probably have a positive impact on your health, but you struggle to implement it or haven't found a good way to do it yet?
I actually answered this in an interview the other day, and I think for me, it's probably personal positive self-talk. So this is going to sound kind of vain, but when I was training really hard for CrossFit, I was always unhappy with how muscly I was. And then now that I'm running more and I'm getting softer, I'm all unhappy about that I'm getting softer. So there's this negative self-talk to yourself that I really could work on.
That's a good one. I know that's something that most of us struggle with. So, yeah. All right. Last question is, what does a healthy life look like to you?
In one word, balanced. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I think that's different for everybody, right? But you have to, I think, figure out what your priorities are in life and find a way to make sure that your scale is staying balanced with those aspects.
Absolutely. Love that. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, telling us about your next adventure, and we'll all be rooting for you along the way and following your progress. And again, can you just remind people where they can follow you or where they can track your journey here?
Yes, labawlife.com, labawlife.com. And then on Facebook, just Jenny Labaw is and I think Instagram is Jen Labaw, JenLabaw.
Perfect. And I know I was looking on your website earlier today. You have some great videos of, you know, just talking about the run and the move mountains event, and so I highly recommend people go watch those because I was getting teary-eyed just watching
them. Oh, thank you. That's Marcus. Today, Marcus so. Makes everybody look good. He's awesome. But also, CrossFit is getting behind this, which I'm so honored about. So they're going to do 3 episodes. I don't know when they're going to be released, but throughout the run, Marcus and I will be putting things up on social media, and then there'll be 3 big episodes through CrossFit as well.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to that. And
thank you.
Good luck. Have fun. And we'll see you after you've run 500 miles.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Julie, for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening to episode 10 with Jenny Labaugh. I hope you're as inspired by her story and her adventure as I am. Please reach out to her at some point during this month. Even a word of encouragement through her website, I'm sure, will mean a lot along her journey. You can follow her again at labawlife.com, labawlife.com. And there you can follow her journey, meet up with her along the way, either at one of the CrossFit gyms where she makes a stop or to run a leg of her journey with her. You can also donate there to the Epilepsy Foundation, help her reach her goal of $50,000, and please support her in any way that you can. So thank you again for listening. Continue the feedback with hashtag JFHealth or in the comments of this post on juliefouché.com. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and rate Pursuing Health over there as well. I'll also have some links to videos on this post on my website as well about Jenny's adventures. As I said during the podcast, they're very inspiring videos, and I'm sure you'll all enjoy them. So take a look over there as well if you're just listening to the audio of this episode. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you next time, 2 weeks from now, on Pursuing Health.